unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Novartis may put a $4 million to $5 million price tag on its, quote, one-time, potentially curative gene therapy, AVXS-101, for spinal muscular atrophy, and believes this could, in fact, be cost-effective. $4 million is a significant amount of money, but we believe that this is a cost-effective point, David Lennon, Ph.D., president at Novartis-owned AveXis, said in a conference call held on Monday, in which the company presented its R&D and investor update. We've shown through other studies that we are cost-effective in the range of $4 to $5 million, and ultimately, this is an important context as we consider how we are going to evaluate the price for AVXS-101, Lennon said. Novartis bases its cost-effectiveness model on a 10-year cost of treatment set against quality-adjusted life years gained. At a $4 million list price, quality-adjusted life years for AVXS-101 is 13.3, which is within the range for lifelong therapies for rare diseases, including Spinraza, according to Novartis. Spinraza, the first approved SMA treatment, carries the list price of $750,000 for the first year and about $375,000 for subsequent years, which amounts to around $4.1 million per patient over 10 years. List prices are seldom paid directly by patients or their families. Still, the extent to which this potential therapy's benefits are sustained over time will dictate its final cost effectiveness. Launching AVXS-101, should it be approved by regulatory authorities, represents a novel challenge for healthcare systems, which are, quote, not designed for introducing one-time potentially curative therapy, Lennon said, adding that this is a, quote, entirely new paradigm that we're introducing with payers, with providers, and with patients. Ensuring rapid access is key, he added, which Novartis plans to do through policy support, including newborn screening inside and outside the U.S., program support for insurers, and by covering some out-of-pocket costs for eligible patients, as well as helping those in financial hardship with limited or no insurance coverage. A goal is to have all of these programs available at launch and in major markets. Besides cost-effectiveness, relevant factors in considerations underway at Novartis for commercial pricing of AVXS-101 include payer feedback, exploring payments made over time, and other ways of ensuring that the treatment's eventual price is sustainable for healthcare systems. The very positive outcomes reported in ongoing clinical trials of AVXS-101, largely the basis of AveXis's acquisition by Novartis for $8.7 billion this year, have the company feeling, quote, very confident. We will find a way to make this medicine broadly available for all SMA patients, the company concluded. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
As a lifelong SMA patient, the sheer number of people on my healthcare team rivals the size of my immediate and extended family combined. Keep in mind that I come from a southern family with multiple cousins, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and even a couple of non-blood relatives. Likewise, my healthcare team consists of pulmonologists, neurologists, radiologists, physical therapists, occupational therapists, primary care doctors, the mad scientists from Stranger Things, and other specialists I'm probably forgetting about. I'm not even counting things like dentists and eye doctors on this list, but needless to say, my team is pretty massive. As such, I know a thing or two about what makes a good doctor and what makes a not-so-great one. If you or someone you know has SMA, don't settle for a mediocre doctor or specialist. Treating someone with SMA requires another level of expertise, and you should only seek out the best. The following points are my top qualities for any doctor or healthcare professional. Knowledge. This may seem obvious, but it's amazing how many SMA friends I have whose doctors have a limited knowledge of SMA. Yes, SMA is rare and not every person in the medical field is an expert on it. Still, you should find professionals who are capable of tending to your healthcare needs, especially for things like respiratory issues, preventing illnesses, and acquiring Spinraza. If there isn't a qualified specialist in your area who has experience with SMA patients, consider traveling to another area that has better resources. Experience. With knowledge comes experience. The more experiences your doctors have with other SMA patients, the better. Granted, not everyone can see worldwide renowned neurologists and pulmonologists on a regular basis, but if you can find someone who has other SMA patients, you'll have a better chance of getting the care you need. Issues like trying to figure out the right BiPAP settings and combating pneumonia are common for many people with SMA. If a doctor has experience tackling these issues with one SMA patient, they'll be better prepared to work with others in the SMA community. Communication. The last, and in many ways most important quality, is communication. I'm not just talking about a doctor who can effectively explain a patient's diagnosis or medical situation, though both of those are important. I'm talking about doctors who talk directly to their patients and not to their parents or caregivers. I can't tell you how many times I've encountered doctors or specialists who only talk to my parents, or when they did address me, they talked to me like I was a child. Fortunately, the ones I have now and whom I've worked with for years are some of the best. My pulmonologist and neurologist especially are top-notch communicators, and they've always treated me as a person and not just another patient. It helps, too, that my pulmonologist and I spend half of our appointments just talking about Star Trek and about how dorky he was in high school. During our last appointment, he told me he once spent 2 days working on a geometry problem, prefacing the story with, "And here's why it took me until later in life to get married." Finding the right team of healthcare professionals is essential for anyone living with SMA. Whether you're seeking out a new primary doctor or a specialist, don't take this task lightly. Find one who's honest, communicative, knowledgeable, and reliable. And if you can find one who's an unabashed dork, it's an added bonus. Be sure to follow SMA News Today for daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. And check out both our forums page and our multimedia content, such as the SMA News Today podcast and YouTube channel. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.
Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives on the disease. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, executive editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.